Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. I'm your host Damon, and I would like to welcome back to the show Kyle Onuma. Welcome back, Kyle.
Woohoo! What's up, Damon?
So this was kind of a last minute, just I grabbed Kyle from the other room and said, hey, do you want to record? So we're just going to do this one on the fly, but it's cool because I feel like Kyle is on the similar journey with spiritual discipline, so I feel like he has a lot to say. But before we get to that, Kyle, can you share some of the things that God's been highlighting to you recently?
Yeah, so you asked me that earlier, and I thought, nothing really major. And then I think there's something I'm supposed to share. Most of you, or many of you, know that I am more of a thinker. I'm like analytical.
No, really?
Okay, those that know me well know that, but some people at church maybe don't know me, or people that don't go to our church don't know that. But, I think I was heavily reliant on that throughout my life. Mm. And I think over the last, 10 plus years, especially as my spiritual walk with God has changed, he's been shaping how I view things and how I rely on my thinking. I think recently he was kind of showing me that I've kind of got back into that river, so to speak, that I'm being overly reliant on my logic, my reason. And it's funny because I thought I was doing pretty good with it. And I thought, I feel like I'm connected with God better emotionally and things like that. But it's easy to go to those places, right? Yeah. That's my strength. So it's easy. And then at one of our elders' meetings, we were watching a video from Graham Cook, and he said this statement. He said, there's no place in our spirituality for logic, reason, or rationality. Faith in God isn't logical or rational because we can't see him.
I'm sure you loved that statement.
Yeah, so I was like, I don't like that. I don't think I'm going to receive that. But then I thought of it and I said, wait, is that true? Because God made me logical and rational and it was reason. And so, but that's how he made me and created me. That's how he sees me. So I'm like, I went back and read it just recently, and it says there's no place for that in our spirituality. Mm-hmm. And when I thought of that, I'm like, oh yeah, that's what I've been wrestling with recently. It's I'm taking too much of my logic and my reason into my spirit life, in the sense that I need to understand God. Mm-hmm. And I need to be able to like predict almost, like with logic and reason. And I think a big part of that is this journey into like praying for physical healing. Mm-hmm. And trying to get too much into the process and, oh, there's methods and there's this, where those are supposed to be tools. And it's really about what does the Lord want to do? And I think it was kind of a check in my spirit that I was starting to rely too much on the methods and the models. And yeah, because for me, that brings comfort and it eases the fear. Mm-hmm. But it really doesn't release the Lord's presence. So,
and even for you, as you've been going through this journey of healing and seeking healing, there's taken a lot of discipline on your behalf to pursue this. It wasn't just like an initial, like, I'm just going to do this and you start doing it, right? But there's been a lot of discipline involved as you've gone on this journey.
Yeah, some discipline, some really just like steps of faith. Mm-hmm. And not trying to figure out where it was all leading. And even now, it's still just, okay, what's the next step in front of me, and try not to get too far out. But I do see the tension of, I think I need more spiritual discipline in connecting with the Lord deeper and quicker and just on the spot. Because I think that's one of the things I've been wrestling with is, oh, I feel good about praying for people on Sunday at mm-hmm. church because the team is there and we're set up for it and I'm ready for it, versus somebody just pops in my world, like on a daily basis. And it's like, oh, can you pray for this? And then it's like, oh, but I'm not ready. I don't have, I'm getting stuck into some of that. So that's where I think he's like, hey, remember, it's not about that. It's not about the atmosphere, the team, I'm the one that does it. So just, if I bring somebody to you, just trust me.
Yeah. So speaking about developing a deeper connection with the Lord and being able to hear his voice quickly, Pastor Barry recently at this past Sunday, and he said he did it a few Sundays ago too, but I don't remember him doing it. Maybe it was just me, but Pastor Barry issued a challenge, and it's cool because it is a spiritual discipline what he challenged us with. So it's cool that it fits along with the season that we're in with the podcast. But he issued a challenge. It's called, he calls it the 30-day challenge. And he's invited us to ask the Lord three questions every day. And those three questions are, how do you see me? How do you feel about me? And how do you think about me? And so he kind of has been asking us as staff to do that a little bit more recently too. He's done it the past couple staff meetings and directors meetings as a staff. And I thought, Kyle, when you first responded to him asking us to do it, I thought you had a cool response to it. So can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, I've heard Pastor Barry mention that a few times and how that was, it's been so transforming for his own spiritual journey and his like maturity. And I don't have a great relationship with journaling. I've done it at times and usually just do it for a little bit and then there's usually good moments in it, but it's just not something that's stuck. Mm-hmm. But it's always kind of caught my attention that it's been that impactful for him. And so even when he shared it in the past, I've been like, okay, I'll do it for a little bit and it'll stick for a little bit, but then it's, okay, that was good enough. I got enough out of it. But so this last month at our staff meeting, he kind of just started the staff meeting and he plopped out a pile of little notebooks on
the
table.
They were super manly notebooks for us too.
Yeah, lots of flowers and stuff, but that's what he could find. But he plopped it on the table and it was interesting. He wanted us each take one. And then he just said, this journaling experience that I've been on, it has been really impactful for me and I want you guys to do it too. And when he said that, it hit me different. And right away, I just felt like a weight in a good way that I want to honor him and I want to do it because he's doing it because he wants the best for me. So really a lot like Father God, like when he brings things to us that are heavy and maybe we don't want to do, but we know that he asked us to do it. It's like, we want to do that because we know his heart is for our best. So I shared that. I remember I got emotional when I shared it too, because it hit like inside me, like Pastor Barry wants what's best for me and I want to honor him in doing that.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised because of how it emotionally touched you, but it was super cool when you shared about how you wanted to do it because Papa Barry was asking you to do it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I did say that. That's right.
I mean, that's why it stood out to me when you said that, but I thought that was super cool. And, you know, really Pastor Barry's heart behind issuing this challenge for us is because, you know, he shared it yesterday at our director's meeting, is that he really wants us and our congregation and our people to be able to hear from the Lord directly and to allow our identity to not just sit in our heads, because, you know, we've been talking about identity for a long time at our church, but for the Lord to be able to help.
Not that long.
Well, for the Lord to be able to help take our identity and who we are in Christ and not just let it sit in our head, but really take that down into our heart so we can really own that. And really it's going to come from revelation from the Lord. And so he wants us to be able to set ourselves up for success in helping to reckon our identity by hearing it directly from the Lord. And I think that's super cool.
So have you started your journaling?
The journaling part, no. the actual writing it down part, no. But I've been trying to do this more regularly, even before, and it's gone okay here and there. But, you know, sometimes I feel like atmosphere-wise helps. Mm-hmm. So when we're in staff meetings, it helps a lot when everybody's trying to do it together. But I think for me, that's been something that's been cool is the Lord has been showing me through this process just when I'm able to take that time to set aside to seek the Lord, he's been speaking to me, and that's been cool. So I think that this is just another way for us to set ourselves up to hear from the Lord.
Yeah, I think it's cool. Like when he shared with us just this week, his heart is for people to be able to hear God's voice. Because I think I've had that in my spiritual journey before I really understood how God spoke to me. I used to think he didn't speak to me. And then once I discovered like, oh, he speaks to mostly through my thoughts. Like he's able to just put these thoughts in there. But then I opening up to also my emotions and different things. But really like Barry's heart is that we would have that confidence that God speaks to us. And the way he, you know, phrased those three questions, or the emphasis he put on those three questions, it's really about our identity then, right? So he wants us to hear from the Lord about how the Lord sees us. And I think that's a really cool thing, because I think we can, a lot of us, it's, we can hear direction from the Lord and get guidance and like about topics or about, you know, decisions to make.
Or things to pray for other people.
Or for other people too, right? Exactly. But it's really like, how does God see me? And sometimes it's scary, right? We're like, I don't know, like, because we have bad ideas or there's ungodly beliefs or something that we have still about how we view God. But when I've been journaling, so I've been doing it for, I don't know, a couple weeks now. It is cool to, it's hard, because I think sometimes I have trouble receiving compliments or receiving affirmation from people. And so to do it and to write it down and be like, oh wow, God sees me that way, that's, it helps me break through that, and it helps me see God in a better view.
Yeah, the first time that he had us do this, we were in small groups and we had to share about what God said to us. And I was like, this feels weird to be able to share with people, because it's like, I mean, if I were to hear someone just say this, it would feel kind of arrogant. So I was like, I don't want it to feel like that. But it was really what I felt like the Lord was speaking to me about who I was. So I was like, oh, what does this look like for me to receive this and to be able to, like, yeah, really receive it.
Do you get it like first person?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes okay. I get it first person. Sometimes I get it just like yesterday. I got it in a picture. I didn't even get words.
That's right.
I got pictures yesterday. So it just depends. The Lord speaks to me in different ways.
Yeah, because I think it's pretty powerful when you're dialoguing or doing this process, and then you hear the Lord say, "I see you." Da da da. One that he gave me just this week was, I see you as somebody with like strong foundation, and really he was emphasizing the roots and like what's underneath the ground. So like I've planted you next to a river of life. As long as you keep your roots healthy, you're going to be fine. And so just like the way he's like, you hear the Lord speaking right to you. I don't know. I've had that in the past, but to do it like day after day, it really like helps like shift that, like God knows me, he sees me, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, as we're talking about this, it kind of brought to mind a picture of when I was younger. I used to watch a lot of TV, and so there was this one time when I was in junior high, they did something called No TV Week, and they had us the week before No TV Week, we had to log how many hours of TV we were watching every day. And I was by far the most out of every kid in school, or in my class. I think I was like 8.5 hours, and they're like, how do you even have 8.5 hours in the day? and so I was like, 8.5 hours. And so for me to go from watching 8.5 hours of TV to no TV, it was
wait 8.5 a day,
every day? Yeah, every day in junior high. I
thought that was your week.
No, every day I'd watch, I think it was an hour in the morning, and then when I got home from school at like 2:30, then from like 2:30 to 9:30 or something like that, I'd watch TV.
Okay, how did it go then?
So it was a lot of TV, right? So the next week was no TV week. So it was really hard. And then as I was sitting there with no TV, I just heard all of these different voices saying like, oh, you're not good enough, or all of these different things. And I was like, I feel like this is a regular occurrence for me to hear these things. And that's probably why I was resorting to TV. It was kind of like an escape.
Yeah, block them out.
And then, so as I was thinking, I got this picture this morning as well after my run. And then I felt like what the Lord said was to me this morning was, you have a connection with the spiritual realm where you are able to hear things easily. But what you needed to do was you needed to build filters, kind of like, you know, I got a picture of those old 3D glasses where sometimes you could see on one side's the red, the red lens, and the other side's the blue. And then when you are looking at a 3D image, you know, one filters out the red and one filters out the blue. And what I felt like the Lord was saying was like, you needed to build up your filters so you could hear the words from me and not from the other side. And when you were little, you didn't have those filters in place, but now you're able to filter it out and you're able to hear my voice quickly. So if that resonates with any of you, and this is what I was sensing this morning, was like, there's people out there that hear negative things about who they are. And that's actually a sign of something cool, because that means that you have a sensitivity to the spiritual, but you just need to build up your filter so you can make sure that you're able to hear God's voice clearly and not the enemy's voice clearly.
Yeah, that's true.
And so sometimes the enemy's voice is really loud, and that's why, you know, in the Bible, there were times where, like, Elijah, there's a picture of him on the mountain, and there was the fire, and there was the earthquake, and it says God was not in those things, but God was in the still, small voice. And so for some of us, those voices are very loud, and God is speaking to us in the still, small voice. And so sometimes we need to be putting ourselves in position to be able to hear the still, small voice. And sometimes we need to just build our filters so that we know what God's voice sounds like.
And that seems like what a lot of these spiritual disciplines are. That's what it's about, like like quieting the external stuff around us, and then so we can kind of push out the noise and then really be able to hear the still, small voice of the Lord.
And be able to connect with him in a deeper, deeper way. So it's interesting because as we were talking, and we weren't even preparing for a podcast or anything, we were just talking through that it seemed like we were both in a similar kind of season right now. For me, I felt like as we've been going through this season of exploring spiritual discipline, so far it's been really good, but there's something shifted this week. I don't know if it was the shift to the month of October or what it was, but it just felt like there was a shift for me, and it doesn't, this week it really felt like it was more of a struggle to, whether it's receive from the Lord or even have motivation to continue to press into some of the spiritual disciplines. And so I wanted us to be able to talk a little bit about what do we do when we're in those types of seasons, and what does the Lord want us to do in those types of seasons? So what do you think?
Good question. Oh, I thought you were going to tell us.
Oh, no. I wanted to hear your opinion. My job is to ask the questions. Your job is to answer them.
I think, well, no, because this this isn't an interview. This is a conversation, so I can ask you back. I think it's interesting because I think sometimes we're supposed to push through, and God wants us to develop perseverance. He wants to develop things in us, and he wants us to kind of, I don't know what the word is. It's not earn them, but he wants those things to become impactful. And if they come too easy, they don't have any depth. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's some of those things where we need like a drier season or a season where we're just not getting the instant gratification or affirmation. And that doesn't mean that it's bad or negative, but it's like, and I don't know if that's always from the Lord, but I think he uses those to kind of build in that perseverance. And so I think that's one aspect of it. How about you? Do you think there's another side of it?
I mean, I think part of it is something we've talked about on the podcast before, is God is transforming us into someone, right? Mm-hmm. And he's transforming us into people that will continue to pursue and continue to press in even when it's hard, you know? And it's part of our maturing process, right? Because I feel like, you know, once we receive the Lord, he wants us to grow us into mature believers and mature. And what does maturity look like? It looks like Jesus, right? And he didn't always just go to the easy thing. Sometimes there were times, you know, when he's in the Garden of Gethsemane and he's sitting there like, take this away from me. I don't want to go to the cross, but he still did, right? Yeah. And so for us, that's what maturity looks like, is pursuing God's will, even when it's hard. Mm. And so sometimes we need to go through some of these drought seasons or difficult seasons where it's hard to hear from him, to develop some of those muscles of what are we going to do when it is hard? Are we going to keep going, or are we going to give up because it's hard? And that's something I'm dealing with my kids right now too. It's like, it's the, how much do we help them to mature versus how much do we want to just continue to like give generously and abundantly to them?
Yeah.
Like, are we really helping them to grow up, or maybe in that way it's stunting their growth because then they're always expecting
it's
gratification right now.
I was going to ask you a question, and it just left my mind. It was something along of the lines of, I think, you know, pushing through, and that the discipline part of it is good, but then sometimes then that can turn into like a negative, right? It can turn into like a ritual, or it loses its kind of impact.
It goes back to checking the boxes.
Right, exactly. I mean, Have you noticed anything with that in your life? Like, where do you notice when you're getting more to the check the box off versus like, I'm just persevering? Or
yeah, that was this morning. I think that's what we were talking about earlier, was so, you know, I've shared on the podcast that For me, my time with the Lord, where I'm unplugged and I don't have my phone and I don't have my computer, is when I run. And so the past, you know, few weeks have been really good. I've been really excited to and looking forward to getting out and hearing from the Lord. And when I'm not running, I'll take a walk, or, you know, I was excited about those times. But this week something changed, and now it's been really difficult the past few days to even get myself out the door. And I'm trying to negotiate with myself, like, do I really want to go out? Yeah, I should, but I'm not really feeling it. Am I doing it just to check the box off and say I did it? What's the purpose? And I think one of the things that's really helped me is just to come back to the place where I'm recognizing, what was my intent? My intent is to connect with the Lord. Okay, yes, I want to connect with the Lord, and I need to set aside time for myself to be able to do that, because there's no other time throughout the rest of the day for me to be able to do that. And recognizing that there's a lot of stuff going on all the time, but for me to be able to hear and connect from the Lord, and so that I can respond throughout the rest of the busy day in a healthy way, in the way that the Lord wants me to, I need to be able to connect with Him in the morning. And so that's helped. Hasn't made it easier, but it's helped me to to continue to do it and not just say I'm doing it just to check the boxes off.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and it kind of brings to mind something else too. I heard on a podcast, I don't know, you know, Mimo sends so many different podcasts, and I subscribe to a bunch of different podcasts, but one of the ones that I was listening to recently said something. They said, you know, sin is fun, but it isn't fulfilling, you know, and I feel like that's what God is wanting us to do in pursuing some of these spiritual disciplines, is He wants us to live a fulfilled life. And what a fulfilled life is being filled with Him.
Mm.
And if He wants us to set aside these different times and do these disciplines or practices so that we're able to be filled with Him. And sometimes that's going to be fun and sometimes that's not. Mm. So I'm not saying that doing spiritual disciplines is not fun, because there's times where it is fun, but there's also times where we have to be intentional, even when it's hard.
Thanks for bringing clarification, because God is fun.
Yes. Just,
nah.
Yeah. So I'm not saying that the only time that we have fun is sinful.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that, you know, that's part of the lure of sin, is that it is fun.
Right.
But what God wants for us is something more than fun. He wants us to be fulfilled.
Yeah, exactly. It's more, there's more depth, because fun is just fleeting, right? Mm-hmm. He wants us to have that enjoyment and joy. Yeah.
Yeah. So for those times where we are caught in a season where it's difficult, you know, part of it is realigning our perspective to the initial intent of why are we doing this? It's, well, we're doing this to connect with the Lord. We're not doing this just to check the boxes off. We're doing this to set aside time where we can hear from Him. And now's a good time to start this practice of 30 days since Pastor Barry issued this challenge, just to seek the Lord and ask Him how He sees us.
Yeah. And you know what? I had this thought come in earlier, and I thought, you know, I think I'm supposed to share this. In the past, I'll admit, I don't know, this feels kind of weird to admit this, but I've thought that, okay, people on staff at church, it's just easy for them to do this stuff because they have all the time. That's what everything they do is around God. And so it's just easy. And they talk about it, but it's just easier for them. So I'll do what I can, but they just have the life easier in that sense. And in some ways, yeah, I can see that. I mean, I've been on staff for a few years now, but it doesn't make these kind of things that much easier, because it comes from your heart. And I think, you know, if I was working like my previous job, if I was doing that, it really just comes about setting aside the time and making the commitment. And I think in my season right now, yeah, it could be a little bit easier where I'm at, but it doesn't make that commitment really that much easier, because it's really a matter of the will. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, certain obstacles maybe are removed, but I, you know, it feels weird to say that, but I did see that in the past. Like, okay, pastors or people on staff at church, their spiritual life is easier to grow, because that's what they're all about. And, you know, like I said, there's maybe some truth, there's some things that lend to that, but really it's still about each person making that choice and that commitment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And but then at the same time, sometimes it can be even more difficult because then it does become a job and this is my job and this is what I have to do. And so there are times where it can also feel like it's, I got to do this to check my boxes off because that's part of my responsibilities or my duties. And so I'm obligated to do it. And
good point. I like that. I have seen that side of it too. And that's maybe part of what I wrestle with ongoing, but yeah.
Yeah. So I think a lot of it comes down to, you know, different people's personalities too. Some people, certain disciplines are easier than others. And so, you know, does that mean that we should only pursue the ones that are easy for us or what does that look like?
Good point. Yeah. I mean, even like this journaling thing, I was telling Barry just this week that, or maybe it was last week, but I just committing like that day at staff meeting to commit to do it to honor him. I mean, it was to honor God too, but I felt like he was my representation of Father God. And so doing that, I just started to do it. And what I found was that I just got like one or two paragraphs. And I think one of my hurdles before was thinking that I had to have like a page or two pages, or it would just be so long and like burdensome.
You got one or two paragraphs. I got like one or two words. So okay. you're ahead of the game.
Well, my paragraphs aren't that long. I mean, the booklet he gave us isn't that big, right? So, but yeah, I think I was going in with preconceived ideas, and maybe that was even the enemy putting these fears or unrealistic expectations to kind of make it a bigger burden. And really, it was just like, I think there's times on some mornings when I do it that I could get more if I wanted to. Like, okay, Lord, is there more? And sometimes I'm like, no, I think that I got enough. And maybe I'll have to learn and grow into like, okay, I want to press in more. Like, what else do you have? But I think it's been cool just to do it. It doesn't take that long. And it really I'm almost ashamed to say like, why did I wait so long? Why did I think it was such a big deal? It's actually pretty short and sweet, but it's really impactful at the same time.
Yeah. I think it's been cool too, because you said that you were having your family try to do it too.
Well, okay, not yet. Okay, so on Sunday when Barry asked, okay, has anybody, I think he asked, has anybody done the 30-day challenge?
Yeah.
I didn't raise my hand because I'm like, I'm not done with it. I'm like a week into it or 2 weeks. So,
and well, at least you started, because I didn't even know that he initially said that.
But so I didn't raise my hand, and I know my wife didn't either. But we're on the journey to do it. But then it was funny. My wife Mimo said to the kids, "Hey, Pastor Barry did this at church," or the kids were in there, right, for multi-gen service. This week. And so, do you guys want to do that? And one of my kids was like, "What? I don't even remember him saying that." The other one was like, no, I don't want to. But I do. I think it's something that we're going to pursue. I don't think we're going to do it with them necessarily for 30 days or every day. But I could see us trying it out, and maybe on like when we practice Sabbath, maybe make that just an exercise to do it. And they can realize, oh, it can be short and sweet, but you can really get something really impactful from the Lord. And then he can speak into their identity. Yeah.
Yeah. So for those of you that are having trouble trying to start, maybe that's something that will be helpful, is if you do it as a family together or with other people. Sometimes it's hard to do some of these things and feeling like we have to do them on our own, but sometimes it makes it easier if we're doing it together with a group.
Yeah. And for myself too, I haven't limited my journaling just to those three questions. I mean, I think they kind of have that vein still. It's about how the Lord sees me, but I'm not getting stuck. I think those are good starting points, but I don't think you have, if you feel like you want to ask the Lord a different type of question and let him speak, you know, this is just like a guide. Mm-hmm. So don't limit yourself that way either.
Do you feel like you have to actually?
Okay. Damon just got really close to the mic. Like he's going to ask me a serious question. So I made him laugh.
Well, okay. So I don't remember if Pastor Barry specifically said we have to write it down, but he said he challenged us to ask the Lord these questions. Do you think that it's important to write it down?
I'm pushing 50 and I can't remember things I did yesterday. All that. I mean, from that perspective, yes. And I haven't got to this point of it, but I know Barry has mentioned this when he shared it, of going back and looking at stuff and then seeing if there's themes, seeing if there's recurring things. I'm still in the phase of I'm just doing it like more just daily to be obedient. I don't want to get into it like, okay, is there a theme he's trying to teach me? So I feel like that would distract me right now. But I do think that has a lot of value. When I have journaled in the past, I've done it mostly just for like big items and like more faith building, memorable things. And I know when I've, I've gone back to read those in the past, it's been very impactful. Cause then I've been like, oh, that's right. Like, and I can almost relive it. And then that builds my faith up again. Like, oh yeah, that Lord, I did that in my life or did that through me. And so that part of journaling has always been, that's been the draw to me, but it's the daily like habit and discipline has been the part that's been the hard part.
Yeah. And as you're sharing, I think that that's another thing that can help us in the dry times when we're not hearing clearly. Mm. If we're continuing to pursue, but we're not hearing clearly, then we can have something to fall back on and remember True. What the Lord has shared with us before, and then be in anticipation of when he's going to release that again.
Yeah. Good point.
So Kyle, thanks for coming on the show. Is there anything closing thoughts you'd like to leave our church congregation with?
Next time when Barry asks us if we've done the 30-day challenge, hopefully at least one hand goes up. So I'm trying to
hopefully
commit
more
to
than, more than one, because you're gonna raise your hand.
Yeah. So no, I look forward to this being transformational in our church, because it's about us as we connect with the Lord. We grow as a church body, and we're able to bring life to each other and all that. So I'm excited for this. I personally need challenges like this sometimes to come from external. I'm not a huge goal setter, and I sometimes am lackadaisical in that way. Mm-hmm. So to have somebody, especially like I respect on the outside, to kind of put that on me, I take it as, oh yeah, I need that. So I'm kind of excited for that.
Cool. All right. Thanks again, Kyle, for coming on.
You got it.
Okay. So until next time, may you experience God's heart for you to flourish in every season. Thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. You can check out more of our content on our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pages by searching for Catalyst Christian Community. If you want to check out our church in person, we meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Stanford Middle School in Long Beach. We'd love for you to come out and experience being a part of our church family.